Daf Lamed Aleph Lamed Beis. Let us start in the middle of the Lamed Betainis. By Tainis, we lain broches, a klolos, vein mamsikin beklolos. Menoha nimili, that one cannot be mamsik beklolos, that means we have to have one koirei to lain all the klolos. Omar Rabchiye Bagamda, Omar Rabasi, the Omar Kro, Musar Hashem Bni Al Timos. So Rashi says, Menonimili de Mavsikim Beklolos, Al Timos. A Mavsik Bahem, a person is Mavsik in the middle of the Klolos, Mara Atzmoy Shekosheloy Likrois. It's difficult for him to lain it. So therefore, he's stopping. So Musar Hashem Bni Al Timos. Aber mir sage seifrem ja alf no mi seife de kof au tokes betay khachtoy au tasu koitzim koitzim psokim psokim loshen ktsich shouldn't make the tekhoch shtiklich should be one long tekhoch. So we learn out from a posik that that's the way the Musar Hashem has to be nikra altimos tasu ise koitzim koitzim Reish Lakish omar Lefi shein oimrim brocha ala poronis. Reish Lakish says a different mahalach. Lefi shein oimrim brocha ala poronis. So poshut pshat is that if you're mafsik, so the new oile will make a new brocha. Lefi shein oimrim brocha ala poronis. So therefore we are not mafsik. Elahecha Ovid, Tonek Shu Maschil, Maschil Beposik Shalifneim, Shu Messiah, Messiah Beposik Shalachem. So how does one do? So when one is Oila for the Teicheche, so one does not start with the Teicheche, one does not end with the Teicheche. No, one starts, we'll see in Teisus a few psukim before and ends a few psukim later. So Memele, so it wasn't a broche an Peronius. That is the Mahalach of Reish Lakish. We had mentioned yesterday the Turiyevin, and I saw the Ran says this also, this Paraisa Tonek Shu Maschel Beposik Shalifneim or Shu Messiah Beposik Shalachayim. This is good according to the time of Reish Lakish. According to Reish Lakish, the Indian is one should not make a brocha on Peronius. So the Eitzah is that you start a few psukim before, you end a few psukim later, so it's not a brocha on Peronius. According to the time of Musar Hashem Bni Altimos, according to Rabbi Bagamda Maravasi, there's no problem. You start with the Techocha, you end with the Techocha, there's no problem. There's only an Issa Hepsik. It's nothing to do with the Brocha. You can start directly with the Techocha. So the Turi Evan asks it for Akasha. This is a Baraisa. The Baraisa says, Kshu Tonek, Kshu Maschel, Maschel, Beposek, Shalifneim. So this is a Raya to Reish Lakish. The Ran Taka says it, it's Taka Araya to Reish Lakish, it's a Baraisa Kibosei to Reish Lakish. One does not make a brocha on a Peronius. The Ein Yaakov brings down from the Boine that, we have a Mishneh, Kshem Shemavolchem ala Toive Kach Mavolchem ala Ro, a brocha is made on Peronius. The Ran also asks the Kasha. The Ran says that Pshat is, that's Broche is a Haidor Tziduk Hadin. That means the Broche that we make, Pshas Achmon and Tzon of Peronius, is Dain Hemes. That means whatever had occurred, should it have occurred, that was the right thing. That's a Tziduk Hadin. But here it's a Broche and Klolis to come. That klolos which it fakir, this is a warning if they'll do chatoim and the chamon and the flan, this klolos that this will occur and this will occur, doesn't have to occur, but like if there'll be a veiris, there'll be klolus. So this is a brocha on peronius which that did not yet occur, which there's a warning that they will occur. From that we don't make a brocha. Perhaps we can say a little differently that when the peronius rachmana nitzlan occurred already, so then there's the so the purpose of the peronius is miraka ovein, etc. So it was accomplished. It accomplished something. It komad oved rachmana letav oved. So simcha la tzadik asoyis mishpat, simcha la tzadikim shakadosh baruch hu oisem on mishpat v'olam hazeh. So in order to be nekiyim v'olam haba, so a peronius that Rabbi Shalom decided to bring on someone, so it's letoiv. Kol madoved rachmano letavoved. So he makes a broch on this. And that which occurred, it brought with itself a miraka ovaim. But to make a broche on peronius, that this is a threat, and an oinish, it seems that we don't make broches on. On the side it says, a different nuchsach, Omar Rablevi, Omar Kadosh Baruch Hu, ein yedin shei bonai miskalalin, v'ani misborech. That, I mean, this is an inyan of klole, which does not necessarily have to occur, so on this episode we don't make a broche. Omer Abaye, lo yishonu ele beklolois shebeteiros koinim. So this halacha that we don't make, not mafsik, is vavke by the klolois shebeteiros koinim pashas bechukaisai. Avo klolois shebemishne teire paisik. And this we are paisik. We can be paisik in the middle. My time, halolu beloshen rabim amureis. The klolos in Teres Kainim were said beloshen rabbim. Moshe mipi agvura amro. And Moshe Rabbeinu said it mipi agvura. So the mekalol was the Rabbeinu Shlom. Shchinim adaberes miter groyne. Alolo, but the klolos in Mishneh Teire beloshen yochid amur. These were named beloshen yochid. Moshe mipi atzmai omra. Moshe is relating what the Rabbeinu Shloilom will do. Now, what is Pshat in Abaye? The Ran says that Abaye holds like Resh Lakish. And the whole reason Ein Mafsikin is because that in Eimrim broch ala poronius. So that's Tafke, a real chomodike poronius, like the poronius which is mentioned in Teres Kainim, it's Pia Kodish Bohu, it's Beloshen Rabim. And that is a din Ein Eimrim broch ala poronius. But here, Leuchoshev poronius kulahai, it's not such a. Not such a calamity. It's Beloshen Yochid. It's Moshe Mepiatz Mayomroi. Beroi Levorech Aleihem. This you could make a broche. And Abaye holds like Resh Lakish. That's how the Ran says. The Turiyevin wants to say that there's two reasons given over here. One, it's Mepi Moshe. The second reason is Beloshen Yochid. So the Turiyevin wants to say that Abaye is going according to both reasons. According to Rav Asi, and Musar Hashem Bni Al Timos. So that's Tafke Musar Hashem. That's it was Mipi HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Moshe Mipi Atzmai Omroi. There's no din of Musar Hashem. It's Mipi Moshe. Als the tam from Ein Eimrim Broch ala Peroni is, that is Tavke, a broche that was said Beloshen Rabim. A broche that was said Beloshen Yochid, it's, seems there's not such a... We'll see, he brings down Taisvis, so let us see Taisvis, I mean, it's Eimav Sikim Bekloleis, Bekoyren, Echod, Mershum, Bekhsiv, Musa, Hashem, Bnei Altimos, Hotokets, Betechachtoi, Emaravach, Altas, Otechoch, Kaitzim, Kaitzim, Vom Rabbi Yeshua, Desichtem, Ani, Amarti, Imoi, Anoichi, Betzoro, that Rabbi Yishlom is together with Klai Yisrael Betzoro, אם כן אין אי דין שיבורכוני בוני על הצורס שלהם אלו יקרא אחד הכל ויעסחר בדובר אחר ויסיים בדובר אחר ואז יוכלו לבורך תחילו וסייף לוחר דק קצת תגמור לידר they should start something else אם אין איכי בצור so the Torah Yevin says that this is that the din of imei anoichi betzored goes dafke on klal Yisrael. So beloshen rabim, beloshen yochid, there's no imei anoichi betzored. Even though I don't understand, the Mishnah says in Sanhedrin, kalani miroishi, kekilas alakim toloi, kalani miroishi, kalani mizroi, the Rabbi Nishlam is mitzvayer, al domon shel rishoim, that gets killed. So, Uchad is an iman eichi yatzor afilu b'loshen yochid. There's a very interesting goin. The goin says, he doesn't explain it either, but he says that klolis b'loshen yochid is nemra al klal Yisrael ke'echot. B'loshen Rabim Nemra al kol yochid v'yochid v'nahapachu. B'loshen Rabim, when it says a klola b'loshen Rabim, that said on kol echod v'echod. In b'loshen yochid is Nemra al klal Yisrael ke'echod. This is on the unit of klal Yisrael. B'loshen Rabim is on ein b'chlal olamashe b'prat. That's on all the yechidim. I think the going means to say as follows. And the Gemara says, B'loshen Yochid is more chomo. So I think the going means to say, that means if it's a klola on klal Yisrael ke'echot, klal Yisrael is batuach. That the klal Yisrael as a unit is batuach. So therefore it's not so chomo, this klola. Masha ein kein, when it says B'loshen Rabim, so there it's on all the Yechidim. Yechidim don't, even though it's a rabbim of Yechidim, but Yechidim are not batuah. Zog the Gemara weiter. Well, let's just finish the Taisvitz Maschel be posik shalof neim la davke posik to yesh parshe vein maschila meshairim be pochus mishloishe psukim so you have to start to be psukim before moishe maatzmai omrom uburuach hakoidish but still Moshe be'atzmai Omram. Omro Yelevi ba'abuti avikori v'kome gamgen. Kame v'ravune ba'aruri. He was leaning in front of Rav Hune. He was, some is the Balkoire. Ba'aruri b'misht megamgen koro isam b'rutz b'merutze b'kushi. He wanted to get it over with as quick as possible. Bekushi, there was difficulties. Barui b'mishne toire. Omar lei, so Rav Huna told them, Achenavshech, im retzoyincha lahavsik psoik. Heil vata kotz bekriyosam. If you want, I see you have difficulties laning. If you want to stop, you can stop. Loishono klolo shebeteiris koinim, then there's a dinain poiskim, avo shebemishna teire poisik. We had mentioned yesterday that the achroinim, the triyevim, the taz asks Akasha the reason of Reish Lakish why ain poiskin is because shein oimrim brocha la peronius. That you stop in the middle, so the new oiler will have to make a broch on Peronius. Like this, the oiler Rishon started three psukim before, so he didn't make a broch on Peronius. But you stop in the middle, the oilo rishon will make a new broch on Poroni. So the thousand, the Torevne, Sakashe, the oilo bisman ha-mishne, they didn't make broches, the new oilem. So, if it'll be poisik, the new oilo will not make a new broche. So what's pshat a mevolchem, ein eimerim broch ala Poroni is? So I saw the Mrei Mesodes says he brings a Masechta Seifrim that even though Bizman HaMishneh only the Poseach and the Choyse made a broche, but on the whole Kriya they didn't make a broche. But broches are clawless. The clawless in the Torah, the Shira needed a broche lefone alachel. The clawless also needed a broche lefone alachel. So there are certain Parshi Shebetayr that didn't need a broche. That's what the Brei Mesodes says. The Svas Emes also brings down someone else that says this teretz, the Psamoyre de Keteretz, but he says it doesn't amper anything because Afilu will say that Klolos need a broche lefoneh lacher, so that's the oile that was oile first and the Messiah. But if it'll be poisek, in the middle, he's either don't need a new broche. The chiddush of the Masechta Seifrim is that this unit of Torah needs a broch lefoneh lacher. But if they'll stop in the middle, you have an oil in the middle, that oil is zicher won't need a new broch. So it didn't accomplish anything with this Torah. Tanya Rabbi Shimon ben Elozar Omer, Ezra tikin lam liYisrael shekayrim klolei shebetayres kainim kaidam atzeres. There was a takonis Ezra that they should learn klolei shebetayres kainim b'chukaisai kaidam atzeres. V'shebemishne teire kaidam reish hashanah and kisova yilein before reish hashanah. By time, Omar Abaye v'teimer Reish Lakish k'day shetichle hashone v'kilu loisel. That we're in front of a new year, so the year should end v'tichle hashone. No, the klolos should be in the previous year. Tichle hashone v'kilu loisel. So that's why the klolos are lamed by the end of the previous year. Bishloime shebemishne teire iki kadeshe tichle shane vekilu loisel. So the Gemara says, no, so bishloime by kisova, you were holding before isha shane, so that the Indian tichle shane, the year should end vekilu loisel. Ala shebeteire skoyenim, otu atzeres reisha shane, is shvuis reisha shane, that you should learn b'chul kaisai before. So the Gemara says, in Atzeres Nami Reish Hashanah, Atzeres is also Reish Hashanah, this Nan Uba Atzeres Alperes Ha'ilam. That in Shavuos, the Nidin Alperes Ha'ilam. Ilochay, this is a very difficult Gemara to understand. For two reasons. Number one, this to say that a Shavuos is Reish Hashanah, the Mishnah Reish Hashanah says Dalet Reish Hashanah. There's four Reish Hashanahs. Be'echad Benissen, Reish Hashanah L'Golim, L'Mlochim. There's one Reish Hashanah. Be'echad Be'elo, Be'echad B'Tishrei, Be'echad B'Shvat. These are the four Reish Hashanahs. That's four Reish Hashanahs. It doesn't mention Shavuos in that Mishnah. There's another Mishnah. There's another Mishnah that says, Ba'arbo prokim ha'olam nidoy. There's four Zman ha'idin. Be'pesach, alatvue, ba'atzeres, alperes ilam, Reish Hashanah kolbod ha'olam, oivrim lefonov, besukis alamayim. But there's four Zman ha'idin. So first of all, the Loshen, Atzeres is also Reish Hashanah. Shen nidoinem al peiris eilon. It's not Reish Hashanah, it's Zman Hadin. Reish Hashanah means the beginning of it's a new year. It's not a new year, it's Zman Hadin, it's Zman Hadin, so, So the whole Musig of Rosh Hashanah is difficult to understand. And if the, so let's forget about the word Rosh Hashanah. We'll say, but it's a Zman Din. So before the new Din, let's say Tich Lashonah Vekilo Loisel. So it's a new Din. So by Pesach is also a Zman Din. Pesach is Nidoinim Alatvur. So, Lain also Bechuk, I mean, why were they boicher, dafke before Shavuos, that they should learn, the Teich of Teres Koinim, the Psatich Lashona Vekilo Loisel. Kaidem Atzeres, what does Rashi say? Shuhu Zman Kotzir. Rashi tells him it's a Zman Kotzir also. Lav Davke Peres Ilon. Uzman Peres Ilon. Kedem Aforish Vosel. Rashi tells him Zman Kotzir. Rav Derif says, Rosh Hashanah Le Ilon. Which is Tamazoy Shre. I mean, that's the Chodesh Vat, the Rosh Hashanah. The Derif says such a Loshen. Atzeres, Tzeres nami Rosh Hashanah le'ilon, k'des nam b'tzeres al peres ilon. He calls the taka Rosh Hashanah le'ilon. Let us see Teisves. Eklole shebe teres koyanim, koydem atzeres, v'shebe mishne teire, koydem Rosh Hashanah. Agavucha, before we see Teisves, Tachsma, I saw one of the Mephoshim, I forgot who says it. We had heard before that B'Marove in Eretz Yisrael, they had a different Seder. They used to end the Torah once in 3 years. So, I forgot that. So someone is Ma'ira, so they ended once in 3 years, so how was there the Cheshbin that Ezra was Mesakin, B'chukai say before Shavuos, and he saw me before Rosh Hashanah. We have a cycle once each year, so it comes out very good. But how did they do it b'marove? So I forgot, someone says it, the kasha feint sich nicht on. The seder, in marove, they had a seder to be koire, the whole teure, it was a 3 year cycle, right? This was a takonis Ezra that before Shavuos you should learn Parshas Bechukosai. This is a takonis Ezra. So just like they learn Parshas Shkolim, you learn Parshas Shkolim when it comes Parshas Shkolim, Parshas Sachodish, we have a chalika samayroim. If the whole Kri is Parshas Shkolim, in the certain, there has nothing to do with the Seder of Kriyas HaTorah. The certain Shabbosis, you learn certain things. So in the name of Rova, we didn't look what their cycle was, where they were up to in the cycle. They're going to end the Torah in 3 years. Before Shavuos, there's a Takonis Ezra, you learn Bechukosai, and before Rosh Hashanah, there's a Takonis Ezra, you learn Kisavai. Klolei Shabbatayinus Koinim, Koidem Atzeres, Shabishna Torah, Koidem Rosh Hashanah. Shalu Bebeis HaMedrash Rabbeinu Nissen. The Shaila rose in the base medrash of Rabbeinu Nissen Goyim Mishtomim, Lomo Mechalkim Parshas Nitzovim Vayelech Lishnai. Why do we split Nitzovim Vayelech, that Nitzovim is before Rosh Hashanah, Vayelech is after Rosh Hashanah, Kshayesh Beis Shabbosais Bein Rosh Hashanah Lesukis. Or there's two Shabbosis Bein Rosh Hashanah Lesukis. So one will be Vayelech and one will be Azino, and then after Sukkis we'll have Zayis Abroche. If there's only one Shabbos, so then we say Nitzavim Vayelech and then Hazino will be in that Shabbos. But if there's two Shabbosis, so we split Nitzavim Vayelech. Yeah, ve'ein mechalkim, so l'chayre, pshat is, that the reason we're mechalik, because if we wouldn't be mechalik, so we'd be stuck. Like, we'd lain Nitzavim Vayelech before Rosh Hashanah. Now you have two Shabbosis, so what are you going to lain? You have one Azino, so what are you going to lain these two Shabbosis? So therefore, we split it up.
ואין מחלקי מטיס מסה שרוחי שייסה. A very interesting kasha, the way it was phrased. That means if you want to have a problem, so you want to solve the problem, so let's split matis masi. Matis masi is two big sedras, so difficult to be mava sedra, two sedras, so let's split that up. It seems that was the problem, the big sedras. Nitzom vayelech can duchrichen with two sedras. So if it will be two shabbosis, so we'll split matis masi. And so then we have Nitzavim and Vayelech after Rosh Hashanah, and Azino after Yom Kippur, and Shalom al Yisrael. We'd split up Matis Amasa, Sharuchai Shaisa. Veheishiv, so Rav Nissen Goyin said, Lefisha, Ba'atem Nitzavim Yish Klolis. Atem Nitzavim is also Klolis. Shekilol Yisrael. V'reitze L'saimom Kaidem Rosh Hashanah. No, the B'davka, we want Nitzavim before Rosh Hashanah. So Eitze Teshtupop Rosh Hashanah. We want Nitzavim before Rosh Hashanah because there's Klolis in Nitzavim also. The Kosher, so Teisa says that the Shazer Shver to say that what says in Nitzavim, it falls into the category of Klolis. This does not fall into the category of clothes that Moshe was Makal Yisrael, because the Mashbeh Kamechas Asvina. Omar Ablevi, Boy Re'ei, Shaloi Kemidas HaKadosh Baruch Hu Midas Bosa Vodom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Beirach Yisrael Bechof Beis. Rabbein Shalom Ben Shklal Yisrael Bechof Beis Brochis V'kilolon B'shmoinom. That was in Parshas Kisavi. The Choshev and the Chof based Klolis start Mivim Loisishmu Ad Ve'in Koine. And that's the Chof based Klolis of Moshe Rabbeinu. Mashme Behedye She'ad Ein Koine Havim in a Klolis V'yaisa. That's all the Klolis. So in the Tzavim there's no more Klolis. If that what it says in the Tzovim is considered clawless, Amayin Keren Hazinu Koydem Rosh Hashanah, Regam Shom Yesh Klolos Mezeirov Lachumi Reshef. Lakach Nira Liyatam Shonu Machalkim Oysom Levi Shonu Reitzim Lahavsik Belikreish Shabbos Achas Koydem Rosh Hashanah. Beparsha shaloi tei medaberes beklolis klal. Shloi lahasmech haklolis laloi sheshone. Punfakel. We want bedavke nitzovim should be before Rosh Hashanah. We need a buffer parsha between Kisovai and Rosh Hashanah. The istak is an inyan of tichleshone bekiloloiseum. That's true, but it shouldn't be too close to the Rosh Hashanah, so therefore we want that Nitzavim should be between Kisavai and Rosh Hashanah. So that in the same vein, we learn Bamidbar before Shavuos, they shall ask mech haklolos shebechukos el atzeres, that these klolos should not be close to Shavuos. Yilamdeinu shall parshas Yisrael. Now, Tosfos brings down a medrash. Ein odom rashoi likreis batoyr. A person is not permitted to be a balkoyre ad sheyazdir haparsha gimel pa'omim. He has to first learn the parsha for himself, gimel pa'omim. Then he can be a balkoyre. Shenema oz ro vayisapro chokro veichino. So the mira is after there's a sipur, a chikur, and a chone. So therefore, we need a preparation of at least three times before you learn it b'tzibur. Another aloha it says nilamdeinu ba'osa lismech alabima. The one is not permitted to lean on the bima b'shas tekri, the man is sinosa me'umid af kriyosa me'umid. And smicha is not called me'umid. Zogt die Gemara weiter. Tanya Rabbi Shimon ben Elozo Eimer. Stomach before we had Rabbi Shimon ben Elozo, so again we have the members of Rabbi Shimon ben Elozo. Tiny Rabbi Shimon Elazar Eimem, Yaimulucha Zekainim Sisayel. If Zekainim will tell you destroy, V'yaladim B'nei, and Yaladim will tell you to build, Sisayel, so you destroy Va'al Tivne. Don't listen to the Yaladim, listen to the Zekainim. Mimnei Shestira Zekainim Binyan. The destruction of Zekainim in reality is Binyan. Binyan Na'orim Stirem. And the building of Na'orim, what it looks like they're building, they're accomplishing, that is destruction. V'similadobo Rechavon Ben Shleime. We see this from Rechavon Ben Shleime. Rechavon Ben Shleime had asked, the Klal Yisrael came to Rechavon, and they said they wanted, there was a, Shlomo HaMelech was a difficult king. Now they wanted some leniency from Rechavam. And Rechavam was shoyled the Zekainim, and the Zekainim told them, you give in to them and agree with them, and then you have them in your hands. And the Yeladim told Rechavam, you have to be firm, you have to show them you're the boss. And that's exactly what he did, and Klal Yisrael left him. Tana Rabbonim, Mokeim Shem Mafsikin B'Shabbes Shachris, where you end off Shabbes Shachris, Shom Koyrim B'Minches. So the Kri in Minches is where we left off by Shabbes Shachris. B'Minche, where you left off Shabbos by Minche, Shom Koyrim B'Sheini. Then you start B'Sheini. B'sheini, Shom Koyrim B'chamishi. B'chamishi, Shom Koyrim L'Shabbos Habo. So the first, the Divrei Rameis, Rameya holds that we're Melakit, the Kriya, in Zmanim Shoinim. That means we start the next parasha from Shabbos B'Mincha, and we continue, and we ended off the next Shabbos. Rabbi Yudai M'mokim Shemavsikim B'Shabbos Shach Shom Koyrim B'Mincha. Ubisheini Bachamishi, they were Mapsik Shabbos Shachis, so Shabbos by Minche, Sheini Chamishi, they start over there. Ube Shabbos Abo, and Shabbos Abo, you also start over there. Amir Abzeira Alochem, Mokim Shemapsikim, Bishabbos Shachis, Shamkarim Biminche, Ubisheini, Ubachamishi, Ube Shabbos Abo. So Abzeira Paschal by Kabihud. Frag the Gemara, v'leim alochik Rabbi Yehuda, so say the loch is like Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara answers, mishum ba'afchi lohu, because others had switched the names of the Tanoim. So memele, so that's why he wanted to specify what he's paskening, the Rameya, the Rabbi Yehuda, the Rabbi Yehuda, the Rameya, so he said klo, what he's paskening. Tana Rabon, Poiseyach Veroya. When one is Oilel Teire, he opens up the Sefer Teire, Veroya, and he sees the place where they're going to be start, they're going to start to be Koyre, when they're going to start laning. Goilel, then he's Goilel the Sefer Teire, Umevorech, and then he makes the Broche, Vechoyze Upeiseyach Vekoyre. And then they open it up again, and they start laying. So Bekitzel, Bishas, the Birchas HaTeire, the Sefer Teire is Golo. Divrei Ramei, Rabbi Yehuda Imer, Peiseyach, Beroye. He opens up the Sefer Teire, and he looks where he's going to start. Umevorech, and he makes the broche while the Sefer Teire is open. Bekoire, and then they lay. My time at the Rav Meir. What is the reason of Rav Meir? Why do you have to be goyle the Sefer Torah b'shas the broche? Kedu'ula. The Oma Ula, Mibnei Ma'omru HaKoyre B'Toyre Lo Yisayeye L'metulgimen. Why did they say a person who's Koyre B'Toyre, he should not still a hate help the metulgimen? That means Bizman Chazal, they used to lay in a posik, and then the metulgimen used to say, So, then they continued. So, he should not, let's say if the Metulgimen got stuck in the words, he shouldn't be Messiah, he forgot to say Lameimos, he shouldn't whisper to him Lameimos. Why not? כדי שלא יאמרו תרגום כוסוף בתורה. במין זה פהיל בי בנסייה למתורגמן, so people will come to say that that is targum in the Torah also. That's why he knew him, because in the Torah is written the targum. And what will be if targum is kosu b'teire? So Rashi says, Ike l'miti v'oime targum kosu b'teire, v'ose l'michtav targum b'teire. No, ma'isarab, they said that he told them the targum. So when they'll write a sefer Torah, they'll prove it to put the targum in the Torah. The Goyin says, and so on. What'll be if they put the targum in the Torah? So the Goyin says the Torah Sefer Torah becomes possible. So okay, so that's why they made this gzeira. They made this gzeira that people will jump to conclusions, and from the siyua they'll say that it's a targum kosuboy. So, and then they'll pass all the Sefer Torah, so therefore he's not allowed to be misayayim. Ochenami kadei shalo yoimru brochus ksuvim b'Torah. I'll say that if he open, if the Torah is open and he says the brachas, and they'll be looking at nachoichet etzu, so people will say the brachas are written in the Torah. And it seems that will also pass all the Torah. So the Torah has to be, the Torah is only written divrei Torah, nothing else. Nothing else is permitted to be written in the Torah. So therefore, Rav Meir says that before he makes the brachas, we have to make sure that everyone will realize that that he's not saying the brachas from the Torah. So therefore, he has to be goyel the Sefer Torah. The Rabbi Yehuda, Targum ikel amiti. No, Targum, that's a mistake that Amaratzim could think like that. Targum is Misinai. So it's... Perhaps there's a mokim that it should be written in the Torah. Broches lekel amiti, the broches, the rabbonon, people will think it's written in the Sefer Torah, that people will make a toys. So therefore, one is not mechuyev to be goylul the Sefer Torah when he makes the broches. Omar Rab Zeira, Omar Rab Masne, haroche, so we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda that he does not have to be goyel the Sefer Torah b'shas. He does not have to be goyel the Sefer Torah b'shas. He makes b'shas. He makes the bracha. V'leim alochik Rabbi Yehuda b'shem da'afchilu, because others said. Rabbi Yehuda said you are goyel, the Meir said you're not goyel, so therefore in order to make sure that we have the halacha right, he said that you're pesach b'roya. Yokchashi, avo brochis, hakol yoidim shein brochis ksuvim b'toyra. Now, the Mishnah Berurah brings down that since there's no chash, he says, there was the machlokes, Rabbi Yehuda and Rav Meir is a machlokes, do we have to be chayish that people will say that the brachas are kosuv b'sefer Torah? That's the machlokes. Rabbi Yehuda says, I want to be chayish. So memele. So now, lemaise, you're not allowed to be goylo the Sefer Torah, because if there's no chash, there's a tircha de tzibure. That means, so after the bracha, they have to wait till you goylo it back. So it's a tircha de tzibure. So bedavke, so since there's no chash, you should bedavke see that it should remain open, b'shas the bracha, so we will not have to have the stircha de tzibure to be goylo it again. Make two glilas, make a glila to be sigurit, another glila to be open, satircha de tziburet. So memele, we don't do this, and bedavke, we leave it pasuach. Omar Rab Zeire, Omar Rab Masne, haluchais vahabimois ein behem mishum kedushi. What does this mean? What does Sirashi?
Haluchos lo yadati mai. So Rashi didn't know what luchos meant. V'yesh meforshim ein asuyim lesforim shalonu, she'enom asuyim begilyin. So l'cheira Rashi means luchos were the covers. You had sforim, which were not osi begilyin, and they were covers on them. So it doesn't have a kedusha. Very unclear. Why not? If the sforim have a kedusha, so lechayre the luchis are lechayre tashmishe kedusha. Could be the Rashba and the Ritva mean to ask this. It's unclear exactly. They ask on Rashi and the Rach. But lechayre, we have to understand why not? Why shouldn't it? They're not also begillion, so maybe this form of chalal don't have a kedusha, but it's, we're speaking about the luchay, so the luchay's lochayra are a tashmish of the svarim, so whatever locha the svarim have, lochayra the luchay should have the same alocha, it should be tashmish a kedusha. What's bime? Bime shayoisen lemelech peparshus amelech, kedemrinim bemesech esoite, they had to make a bime. That's good. So he's standing on that. It's very choshev, but it doesn't have a kedusha. It's not called tashmishe kedusha. Let us see Tosfos. Haluchos ba'bimos ein behem mishum kedusha. Perish ba'oruch. So the Oruch says, gilyoine sefer teire shalamala o shalamata. The shell bein daf le daf. Achmed the Oruch says that the empty spaces between one daf and another daf, that's called the luchos. The gulyoines lemailo lemato, that's called the bimos. And this doesn't have a kedusha sefer Torah. The margins of a sefer Torah do not have a kedusha sefer Torah. Because the peri kol kisvei nan behedye the metamin es a yodayim, but it has a kedusha sefer Torah. It's metamin yodayim falls into the yutches dover that sifrei kodesh a metamis yodayim. V'yesh loyme da hosam rotzo loyme kozman sheim chuborim besefer Torah. There means something else, that the gulyonis of the Sefer Torah, Kozman, they were not separated from the Sefer Torah, so it's considered one. Here we're speaking about the one cut off, the Guyonis. So Mamela, so now, what is he permitted with this cloth to write Divrei Chayil? So it says, Ein Bemishum Kedusha, doesn't have any Kedusha. Akati kosher, shrei osami boilo neche de geize yesh ben gdusha ilav, amayle poshid le meoche. That's pshad. It means gulyoine, so why didn't the Gemara bring a raya? There's a Gemara closet in Shabbos, so there's enough in the Gemara, Megillah. Omar Rav Shvatia, Omar Rav Yechanin, Agoylo seifa teire tzorech sheyamidenu ala tfal. What does Rashi say? Agoylo sefer teire, no, yamidenu al atva, kineged atva, that means, sheshom roi lahatko yofe, that when he's mahadik the sefer teire, so it seems the best place of hiduk, it's more flexible there, is where the amudim are sewn together, so there it's better to be mahadik there, you can accomplish hiduk better there. The Rif says another svar. The Rif says if it'll tear, so if it'll tear there, there's not too much damage to the Sefer Torah. If you'll be mahadik, if the glila will be while the amudim are in the middle, so you might be kareya the amud. Zuk the Gemara weiter. Va'omar Rav Shvatya, Omar Rav Yochanan, agoylo Sefer Torah, goylo loy mi bachutz, ואין גוילולוי מבפנים. וכשהוא מהדקוי, מהדקוי מבפנים, ואין לוי מהדקוי מבחוץ. Let us see Rashi.
Hagoylo Sefer Teire me inyen le inyen. Vuhu yochit, v'sefer Teire munach loy al birko. We're speaking about Bizman Chazal. They learned from the Dvorim Shebeksav. They learned from Sifrei Teiris. So a person is a Sefer Teire al birko on his lap. It seems the Sefer Teire is lying. How is that? It's not lying together with his the way his knees are. It's lying this way. The Sefer Teir is lying horizontally, so one omud is next to the goof, and one omud is away from the goof. Yeah. So, mameli, if two amudim, the Sefer Teir munach loy al birkov, goylo loy mi bachutz, ha omud shu chutzo loy. The omud that is away from him, that means if it's lying horizontally, so you have an omud that's next to his goof, and there's an omud that's away from the goof. So, omud shulchutz aloy, so if he wants to now, he wants to go me inyan le inyan, so omud shulchutz aloy goil aloy, so he's goil that, the yogel mi tzad chutz le tzad pnim, and he's goylo mitzad chutz letzad pnim. That means, Pashto says he wants to go further in. He's goylo the omud achitzoin, and the omud apnimi will be niglal memele. That faces the glila should be done from the outer omud. Shim yechois omud apnimi. If he'll be oiches the omud apnimi, the yigoil letzad chutz. So that means the omud achitzin he won't be holding. He'll be goilo the omud apnimi, yispashet achitzin the yipoil leoretz. So it might, the omud achitzin might unravel and it will fall down. He's being goilo the omud apnimi. So unintentionally it might come out that the omud achitzin might fall down. Therefore, the glila should be done with the omud achitzin. That was halacha number one. Halacha number two, shuma hatkoi. Kshegomar mi ligloi. Now he finished. He was goilo to certain places. He finished now. Ubo lahatkoi. Now he wants to be mahadik to Sefer Torah. Yechois bipnimi. So then he should hold on to the pnimi. Be yahadik al achitzim. Be mahadik the pnimi means the tzad. That's somuch legufoi. He should be mahadik that tzad al achitzim to the chitzim. Kidei shelo yechase haksav bizrei oiso. That means we have in front of him, we have al birkov is lying the Sefer Torah. The Sefer Torah is lying like this. So we have here two amudim. We have here two amudim which is lying on birkov. Now he wants to be mahadik. We have here that it's lying on his birkov, the Sefer Torah. And he has an omud that is samuch loy, and he wants to be mahadikit. So he could do this in two eifanim. He could take this omud and bring it to the tzad achitzoy. That's one way he could do it. Or he could bring the omud that's the tzad achitzoy, and he could bring it to the tzad apnimi. That's how be mahadikit. So by glila we said that the glila should be from the tzad achitzain to the tzad apnimi. That's how you should do by glila, because the other way, it might fall. By hiduk, the glila of mishin goif to a different place, the hiduk should be from the tzad apnimi to the tzad achitzain. Why? So Rashi is going to say, because we want b'shas the hiduk, the ksav should be near it. So if he's taking the tzad apnimi and he's being mahadikit, so till he finishes the hiduk, the ksav can be seen. There's an inyan that the ksav should be seen b'shas the hiduk. So it can be seen till he's going with the hiduk. Asha ain kain, if he'll be doing it the other way, so his hands will be spread over the ksav, so b'shas the hiduk we will be unable to see the ksav, so we'll lose out on that. So let us see Rashi in a minute. Shumahatkoi kshegoyme meliglo. He finished being goylo. Ubo lahatkoi. Now he wants to be mahadik. Yechoyz bepnimi v'yahadik alachitza. Shishbe mahadik bepnimi to the chitza. Kidei, they shouldn't do it the other way. Shlo yechasa haksav b'zroi oisov. That would be being goylo the chitza to the pnimi, so then the ksav will be covered by his hands while he's being goylo the tzav achitza. Shemitzvah laharis es haksav la'om kshemahad kevim meseches ha'itrim. There's a mitzvah to see the ksav kshemahad kevim b'shas tehiduk. There's a mitzvah to see the ksav. So exactly where we have a om over here, I mean, Rashi started off a goylo sefer Torah in Yulinyin, v'hu yochid v'sefer Torah munach le'al bilko, so was posach b'yochid v'sayim ba'om, it's unclear. But al kaponim, it seems that if someone else is around, maybe they might, there's a need for them to look at the ksav, b'shas tehiduk. Al kaponim, that's how Rashi explains this gemara. Let us see Tosfos. Goyle loy mi bachutz, shu mahatkoi, mahatkoi mi bifnim. Perish Rabbeinu Chananu. So the Rabbeinu Chananu learns it's going on the gartel of the Sefer Torah. Dekoi akesher mit pachas is going on the gartel. Kshekoisher mit pachas soviv a Sefer Torah. When he's tying the gartel around the Sefer Torah, yehe akesher mi bifnim. Klapei haksav. So the knot has to be on the inside, klapei haksav, the way we make it. Shim yiyah ma'achov, so I think goylo mi bachutz means that the galtel should be wound from the outside and tied from the inside. Shim yiyah me'achov, it will be the other way around, that'll be wound from the inside and tied from the outside. Is kshayiftach ha-sefer Torah. So now he can take out the sefer Torah. He wants to open it up. So the knot is not in front of him. The knot is on the back of the sefer Torah. So yeitzorich lohoifchoy alaksav. So he'll have to turn the sefer Torah upside down. This is not a derech kovet for the Sefer Torah to turn it to the ksav, loifrei al ksav. Nogu loimer kshemitziyin Sefer Torah hami psuki. Stoma bizman ha-toisvis berich shemeire didn't say, which was from the Zeir HaKodesh, so they used to say certain psukim, derachmi. When they took out the Sefer Torah, Teres Hashem Tmimo, Eides Hashem Nemone, Pikudi Hashem Yishorim, Mitzvah Hashem Boro, Lefi Shem Matan Schorom Betzidom. So Tviyama said it means that the Matan Teres Hashem Tmimo, Meshivas Nofesh, Eides Hashem Nemone, Machim Espesi. So when we take out the Sefer Torah, we say these psukim to tell us that what comes along with the Sefer Torah, Machim Es Pesi, Meshiv Es Nofesh, etc. V'achar kach oimer gadlu, then afterwards you say gadlu, sheyesh bo yishesh teves, there are six words, keneged shisho tzodim shel noisei ha'orim, that there were six steps that those, when they carried the orim, towards the second time when they carried the Oren, so the Pasuk says every six steps they carried it, nothing happened, so they were Bakrif Tuka Bonis by every six steps. So therefore here will we say six Tavis Keneged Shisha Tzodim Shonaisei Oren.
ומם תאיביס יש פטרס השם תמימו. The 40 words connected a mem yaim shabem litna toira. Ba'acha kach poischoi lemokim sheyirza likreis boi. Then they open up the Sefer Toira. Ve'koirei koin. Lechatchile u goylo loi v'sois moi koidim sheyiborach. Now Tosha says lechatchile they should be goylo the Sefer Toira like a meyam. קיידם שבו, כדי שלא יאמרו המוין, שהברוכס כסובס בוי. אבל יהיה בדין לוחש, שלא ישכיחי המורץ כל כך עתו. אבל אחרי שקורא בוי ועדי צורך לגויל אלוי, קיידם שיבורך אפילו לרבי יהודה. So the Bach says פשט נטייסביס, תתחילו גויל אלוי, so תייסביס says פקל פון דגמורה. דגמורה says we פסקן like רמיה, the Gemara says we paskin like Rab Meir. I'm sorry, we paskin like Rab Yehuda, that you keep it open, b'shas b'broch. That's what the Gemara says. And Tosfos says, l'chatchila, you should be goylo the Sefer Torah. Tosfos seems to say like Rab Meir. So the Bach is this kash. Afal gav da lochik Rab Yehuda, she'enim echuyib l'goylo lo'i koydem ha'broche. I know the loy ovid isel aniyachas a sefer pasuach ulavoich. Amalim sois maim avoich odif tvei ilkat lechatchila. That means Tosfos did not learn the way we mentioned before from the Mishnah Brura that according to Rabbi Yehuda, since you don't have to be goylalit, so memel if you goylalit it's atircha de tzibura. You goylalit and then you perseich it against atircha de tzibura. Tosfos learned, and God the Bir Halacha brings down, as mentioned, Tosfos brings down Rishonim, that the Homach Leikis Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachomim was, the Homach Leikis Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachomim was that, are you mechuyev to be goylolid? Chamei said, you're mechuyev to be goylolid. Rabbi Yehuda said, you're not mechuyev to be goylolid because they don't have to be chayish. People who say this brochus ksuvis b'sefer. It's not mechuyev, but if you do it, it's a hiddo. So this is lechatchila. One should do it. So the Bir Halacha brings down in other places the minig is that you bedavki goylolit. Then Tosfos is machadish something else. Aval achis shekoraboy vaday tzorich legoyloloi koydim. Sheyevorech afilu l'Rabbi Yehuda. That means that by the bracha achrayne, since it has to be goyel saibes later, so then everyone holds so be goyel it before. So, I mean, lama, why do we have to? I mean, we'll have to be goyel between gavra l'gavra. We don't leave the sefer Torah open, so we goyel the sefer Torah. So therefore, so meyoyis toiv. It's afilu according to Rabbi Yehuda. So be goyel it before the broche, in order that we shouldn't have psach shash that people will say that the broche is ksuvis boy. Zog the Gemara weiter. V'omer Rab Shvat, Yomer Rab Yechnen, Asore Shekor Batoire, there were 10 people and they learned the Toire. Hagodol Shebem Goylo Sefer Toire. So the Godol is Goylo. Number one. And it says another thing, Hagoyloi, the one who's Goylo, Noitu, Schar Kumam. He takes the Schar of all of them. The Amr Rabbi Shuman Levi, Asorah, Shekoru, Bater, Hagoylo, Sevater, Kibur, Schar Kumam. So the Maya Schar Kumam, Salkadaiter, he takes their Schar, Bosom Zegis in the Alaime, Kibur, Schar, Keneged Kumam. The Goylo's Mekabo, Schar, Keneged Kumam. What does Rashi say? Asore shekoru shenesvu. They came together. The koru hagimu oyazayim kechaykayim. Not all 10 were koyrim. They came together, and those who were koyre were koyre. That's a Rashi instruction. Lafishen koyrim b'teira poras me'asore. Look at yud shekoru b'teira. That means yud came together, and 3 were koyre b'teira. 7 were koyre b'teira. So memele, yeah, godlo shebekulon goylo, the fishu kvoidoy.
So the Be'eris HaMayim says Pshat and Tosfos, that's the covet of the Sefer Torah. Bishu Kvoidoi of the Sefer Torah. That the Godol should be Goyvel it. Begam, perhaps the Svara is that to close the Sefer Torah you need a Godol to do it. It's not to open it, maybe anyone could do it, but to close it you need a Godol to say now it's time to close it. Lefi Shehu Kvoidoi. Begam, then Taisu says another chesmen, Lefi Shehu Godol Shebekulom, Kedai Hu Litil Schar Keneged Kulom, Keda Omar Rabbi Yeshua Safakert, he's the one that should get the Schar Keneged Kulom. He should get this opportunity. Va Omar Rabbi Shvatye, Omar Rabbi Yechanin, Minayin Shemishtamshim Bebaskil, Shenema Voznecho Tishmana Dobo Miacharecho Leimer. Mishtamshim bebaskel im beliboy lahaschol dova b'shamakel. He wants to do something, wants to start something, and he hears the koil oy hin ye oy lav hilechachol the back of him ve'en kan b'shem nechesh. Now it seems let's see what Taisu says. Naim shemishtamshim bebaskel b'yosham itoni ksiv lo yisenachshu v'lo yiseinenu v'afu pishay nechesh. One should not be menachesh, yesh, simen. Now, as it would seem that this basko, not speaking about the yotzus of basko from a basko min hashamayim, we're speaking about that someone is walking in the street, and he has then a machshove to start something and not to start something, and then in back of him he is, no. Modnips, as while he was thinking something to do, and he hears a pesakel in back of him. So even though there's a din of loisenachashu that pitoy noflo mipiv tzvi hivsike bederech, oh, that's a bad sign. That is nechush, but this does not fall into avobishain nechush. Yes, simen. It's very interesting that. That God, while he's mesupik what to do, he hears a yes or a no, and it's not a double rogel. We'll see that the moral says, "Bahani mili deshama keil gavre b'mosa." He heard the keil of a gavre b'mosa. Some in the city by day, the men weren't around. It's not shchiach over keil itza b'dabre, or keil of a woman in the fields. Some meila. Also, it's not shchiach, and it's so coincidental that he has a suffix what to do, and he has a yes or a no. Buddha Omar hin, and another thing. And it said twice yes, or twice no. Buddha Omar hin, Buddha Omar lav. So there's a simen, so we should take it seriously that the Bismina Shemaim, they're sending him a message that, he should or he shouldn't. A person lanes psukim without ne'ime. Ne'ime, we'll see, Rashi says ne'ime, he doesn't lane with the time. Or the shayne b'loy zimra, or he learns mishnayis without a niggun. Olo v'akosuv oimer, v'gam ani nasati lahem chukim loy toivim. So it seems he's not learning properly the way with the beauty of Torah. Maski v'lo baye, mishum d'lo yoda lepsume kolo. Is mishpotim la yichyubem korispei. It says further in the pasuk, not two good things. Mishpotim la yichyem, because he's a little tone deaf. La yodel psumi kola, that means to say such a klau. So la chukim is chukim la toivim, and it's mishpotim la yichyubem. Elo kidrav misharshie. This pasuk is speaking about something else. Omashnei talmidei chachomim. היושבים בירחס, יפתו תמיד החכמים, ואינכן זה זה בהלוכה. עליה מקוסב אימא, וגם אני נסעתי להם חוקים, I've given them chukim, in loy toivim, and they're not good one to the other, both of them are b'nei toire, between one the other, the loy toivim, or mishpotim loy yichyu behem. So mamele, that's, so it seems they're not living with the toire, because they're not being mekayim, the divrei toire, in loychem zeh zeh ba'aloche. So Mamela, so therefore that is also. That is Psazainish. Omar Rabbi Parner, Bashane Beloy Zimra, so Taisvi says, Shahoyu Regilim Lishnais Amishnayis Bizimre. They used to learn the Mishnayis with a nigin, lefisha yishoinem oison alpe, vaydekach oyun iskorem yoise, they used to remember it better with the nigin, so that is why they used to have a nigin.